We are discussing about regulative devotion means vidhi bhakti and spontaneous devotion means rag bhakti. So, according to scriptures, for the practitioner of devotion, Shravan, Kirtan, etc., in both devotion, either vidhi bhakti or rag bhakti, externally almost same. Once in vidhi bhakti is following the injunctions of shastra and trying at his level best to do bhakti. His propensity towards bhakti only hearing the injunction of shastras, which I give example from Valmiki Ramayana. The second one, by attracted by greed, hearing the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Just I am giving an example that Krishna went for stealing butter with his sakhas, and when he entered and stealing butter, then one motherhood gopi caught Krishna red-handed and told Krishna, "You are stealing butter." Krishna told, and by smiling face, "No, mother, I think you are my mother. So I think this is my own house." And mother gopi told, "Really?" Then Krishna told, "Yes." By this, Krishna is talking and smiling, and gopi observed so much. Then gopi's hand became little loose. Krishna slipped it away and ran away with his sakhas. Sometime Krishna entered stealing butter. One motherly gopi caught him red-handed and asked Krishna, "Oh, you are stealing butter?" He said, "No, I am not stealing butter." Then motherly gopi asked, "Why the butter on your face? Oh mother, what shall I tell you? The monkeys of Braj are extremely naughty. By force they put on my face." "Really?" "Or yes, look. And showing, then when mother and other gopis are there, he's showing and ran away from there with his group of sakhas. One day Krishna entered somebody's house. As soon as he put his hand, then mother gopi caught him red-handed and told, "Oh Kanha, you are stealing butter?" He told, "No mother, I am not stealing butter, I am searching my cup." "Searching your cup?" Krishna told, "Yes." Mother told, "Really?" "Well, yes mother." Then motherhood gopi told, "Oh Kanha, do you think your cup jump on my butter pot?" He told, "Maybe, let me search." "Well, okay." Then Krishna searching, at last he saw one cup made of marble stone. In Krishna's birthday, Nandava present this marble cup to Krishna. So when Krishna saw this, all began to laugh. Krishna ran away from there with his sakhas. So if someone heard this and, "Oh, if I will with Krishna sakha, then I can go and steal butter with Krishna." This is the example of Sokharas. Vatsalaras is well known to you all about Dambandhan Leela, how Mother Yashoda tightened Krishna. Mother Yashoda thought, "Oh, Krishna became so naughty, stealing butter here and there. Maybe in my house that butter is not so tasty, not so sweet, because I have so many maid servants and servants, they are not doing properly." So Mother Yashoda give vacation to all, give leave them all for one day, and she by her own hand milk the cows, make yogurt. Next early in the morning he was churning yogurt, and Krishna woke up, and Mother Yashoda during chanting, he was so absorbed and remembering Krishna's childhood pastime, स्टार्टिंग जोगट एंड सिंगिंग गोविंद दामोदर माधवेति गोविंद दामोदर माधवेति टीयर्स कमिंग फ्रॉम हर आईज बट शी सो एब्जॉर्ब दैट कृष्ण वोक अप फ्रॉम स्लीप एंड ही इज कॉलिंग मदर मदर ब्रिंग सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी गॉड हेड ही कैन किल रावण कुंभकर्ण कैन किल हिरण्याक्ष हिरण्यकशिपु बट टुडे ही कुड नॉट गेट अप फ्रॉम हिज बेड बाय समहाउ अदर बाय द हेल्प ऑफ हिज स्टोमक ग्रेजुअली ग्रेजुअली स्लिप डाउन एंड केम टू मदर एंड ही होल्ड मदर्स वेल द क्लॉथ विच टॉप ऑफ हर हेड एंड द चार्निंग स्टिक मदर सो वाई द चार्निंग स्टॉप देन सी सो कृष्ण इज देयर सो मदर टूक हर ऑन हिज लैप एंड गिव हिम हर ओन ब्रेस्ट मिल्क सो कृष्ण इज स्वयं भगवान ऑल यूनिवर्स इन साइड हिज स्टमक सो इफ कृष्ण ड्रिंक्स ब्रेस्ट मिल्क हिज स्टमक नेवर बी फुलफिल ही इज सो बिग एपिटाइट अदर हैंड द खीर सागर द मिल्क ओशन इज कम फ्रॉम मदर जसोदास ब्रेस्ट मिल्क सो ही नेवर बी एंड सो वन हैंड मदर जसोदास ब्रेस्ट मिल्क नेवर बी एंड एंड कृष्णस एपिटाइट नेवर बी एंड एंड मदर जसोदा हैज केप्ट सम मिल्क ऑन द स्टोव द मिल्क वॉज बॉइलिंग ओवर मिल्क वॉज थिंकिंग इन ब्रज एवरीथिंग इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल मिल्क वॉज थिंकिंग ओ कृष्ण इज ड्रिंकिंग मदर्स मिल्क नेवर बी एंड सो देन आई हैव नो स्कोप टू सर्व कृष्ण सो व्हाई शैल आई मेंटेन माई लाइफ बेटर टू गिव अप माई लाइफ जम्पिंग ऑन द फायर श्री नरोत्तम ठाकुर हैज टोल्ड इन हिज कीर्तन केनोबा अछय प्राण कि सुख लागिया नरोत्तम दास केनो ना गेलो मरिया नरोत्तम ठाकुर लेमेंटिंग ओ व्हाई माई लाइफ इज स्टिल इन माई बॉडी व्हाई नॉट गोइंग आउट बट व्हाट हैप्पीनेस इज स्टिल इन माई बॉडी आई कुड नॉट सर्व डिवाइन कपल सो सेम वे मिल्क इज थिंकिंग ओ आई हैव नो स्कोप टू सर्व कृष्ण सो बेटर आई कैन गिव अप माई लाइफ जम्पिंग ऑन स्टोव सो मदर जसोदा थॉट ओ मिल्क इज बॉइलिंग ओवर सो आई कैन गिव माई ब्रेस्ट मिल्क एनी टाइम फॉर माई ब्रेस्ट मिल्क आई कुड नॉट मेक सो मेनी स्वीट प्रिपरेशन लाइक स्वीट राइस रसगुल्ला राबड़ी संदेश एटसेट्रा सो आई हैव टू प्रोटेक्ट द मिल्क सो मदर जसोदा वेन टू गेट डीड ऑफ कृष्ण कृष्ण अंडरस्टूड मदर वॉन्ट टू गो सो कृष्ण होल्ड मदर जसोदास ब्रेस्ट बाई बोथ हैंड वेरी टाइटली एंड बाई फीट ही रैप्ड मदर जसोदास वेस्ट एंड बाई टंग ही होल्ड मदर जसोदास निपल ऑफ द ब्रेस्ट वेरी टाइटली एट दैट टाइम कृष्ण इज टू एंड हाफ ईयर्स ओल्ड इन अदर हैंड When Krishna was only 6 days baby, then Putana came. She had 10,000 elephant power in his body. She could not get rid of Krishna. And here, now Krishna grown enough, 2.5 years, he is much more powerful. So, and he grabbed Mother Yashoda like a baby monkey. But Mother Yashoda, by her own hand only, and told, sit down here. Without an effort, make Krishna sit very easily. Why? Because Mother Yashoda is the embodiment of Vatsala Ras. Here Krishna's supremacy not working here. Then Krishna became angry. Oh, milk for myself or I am for milk? So if for milk for me, So why Mother Yashoda not satisfy me and run away to save the milk? Is milk superior to me for mother? Here one teaching has given Srila Sanatana Goswami by the other acharyas that ingredients for the service of Sri Guru and Krishna is same as near and dear to Sri Guru and Krishna. So Mother Yashoda went to protect that. Then Krishna became angry. He was holding his teeth with lower lips. And what to do? Oh, for churning yogurt, my mother for milk do this. Okay, I have to give a good lesson.
छोटा भाई ते गलो छड़े दिन अन्ना
so, have to give a good lesson. So thinking this, he saw that there was a grinder pestle. He took the pestle and broke the vessel on the bottom part. By that, the yogurt who was Mother Yashoda's churning, it was liquid. It was coming out like a steam, and Krishna became very happy. And same time, Krishna thought, oh, now Mother will come, and if he find me in this way, then he beat me. So what to do? Now being Supreme Person, Godhead want to hide himself. So he ran to next house, but whenever any thief steal anything, but he want or not, he bound to keep some clue behind that policeman can come and catch him. So Krishna was going other room to hide himself, but is walking on the liquid yogurt. This suppose that he is telling to Mother Yashoda, O Maiya, I am going to enter this room. But Krishna being Supreme Person, Godhead, omniscient, he couldn't understand. Why? Because human being pastimes. Because in Braj, Krishna same time omniscient and bewildered. When Mother Yashoda, after protecting the milk, she came, she could not find Krishna there. Then she thought, oh, where my naughty baby gone? Then he began to smile. Oh, he entered this house because the footprint is telling he entered there. Mother Yashoda and Krishna entered there. Why? Because in that room there is two doors, one through inside and outside. Krishna keep open the outside room, outside door. He thought, oh, if my mother will come, then I will run away from this way. And Mother Yashoda, she is a lady, and according to Braj tradition, they will not come and on the road due to shyness. So when and what Krishna was doing, there was a grinder motor upside down. He climbed up that grinder motor and saw that hanging rope and one pot was full of butter. So he could not check himself. He was stealing butter and eating. In the meantime, so many monkeys and crows arrived there. Why so? Because when Lord Krishna came in form of Ram, because Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, like Brahma has told, Ramadi Murti Sunyamina Sakalina Tishtani Brahma Sanghita. You can quote this sloka from Brahma Sanghita and the meaning. So Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, and Ram and other incarnation, they are from Krishna. So Krishna thought, oh, I have to feed these monkeys. Because in Ram Lila, the all monkeys, they fought on behalf of me. They arranged their own fooding and lodging, everything. I could not arrange any food for them. But according to law, when you have army, you have to arrange for their fooding and lodging, everything. But they did himself. So Lord Ram feel indebted to them. So Krishna thought, oh, today my golden chance, I will feed something by my own hand. Because the same monkey that same dynasty. And monkey is very happy getting from Krishna's own lotus hand. They are grabbing and eating. Other than the crows, they are also the dynasty of Kakbhusundi, is near and dear devotee of Lord Ram, so Krishna feeding them. Krishna's face towards outside and monkeys and crows face towards inside because Krishna feeding them. Mother Yashoda seeing this, she came like a cat without making any sound and holding a stick and entered the room. When Mother Yashoda came, Krishna could not saw her, but monkeys and crows seeing her, they are going out gradually. Krishna said, how come the monkeys and crows I am feeding, they are going out? Then Krishna said, must be some danger. He looked behind. Mother said, about to grab him, Krishna jumped from the grinder motor and ran away from there. And Krishna thought Mother Yashoda is house lady, should not come on the road. But today all went for cow grazing, no one is there. So Mother Yashoda thought, oh, today where you will go? Today no gopis, milkmen are here, all are go cow grazing, so I can go outside, no problem, none can see me. So she was run after Krishna. Krishna has love for Mother Yashoda. But Mother Yashoda has much more love for Krishna than Krishna has for Yashoda. And somehow other, he caught Krishna. And he told, and he bring Krishna his house and told, shall I beat you? He told, oh Mother, don't beat me, don't beat me. And Mother told, you are friend of monkey, you are doing so notorious activity. And you are chor, chor means thief. Krishna said, no Mother, in my dynasty there is no chor, maybe in your dynasty. Because Mother Yashoda, father of Mother Yashoda was name was Chor Ghosh. Here chor means thief. Krishna has heard all these things from his mother and father. So told, in my father dynasty there is no chor, in your dynasty there is chor. So, well, you are so naughty. So I shall bind you today. So Krishna thought, oh, if my mother bind me, then how I can go for cow grazing, how I can meet with sakhis, how I can play with sakhas? So Krishna was thinking this. And Mother Yashoda told that you are a thief and this grinder motor helps you to accomplish the same task. So I shall bind both you and the grinder motor. Mother Yashoda thought, now Krishna became angry. If I let him free, he may go anywhere, may forest or jump in the Jamuna. Better to bind him. After some time, I make him free and I will do my household work again. So when Krishna thought that I could not go for cow grazing, cannot meet with Sakhi, so many things, then his Lila Shakti appeared there. First, Mother Yashoda wanted to tie him by his silken rope of hair. He could not do so, two fingers too short. Then he bring one after another rope and he ordered her Sakhis, her friends. They brought so many ropes, always two fingers too short. Krishna's waist is not growing. Same, Mother Yashoda kept his Mother Yashoda as before. Decorate Krishna with a golden waist chain in his waist is still there, but always robe became miles after miles, but not always two finger too short. Why? Because Krishna don't want to come in bind, so his Lila Shakti not allow him to do that. Mother Yashoda and all Sakhis are smiling, laughing. Oh Yashoda, the creator not make any bondage in his fate, so how we can bind him? Let him free. Mother said, no, must bind him. He took birth from his own womb, I could not bind him. Mother is thinking, if I let him free, then all Sakhis will tease me later on and joke me, ridicule me. Better to bind him. So when she could not do, always two fingers too short, then he remembered his Thakurji Narayan. Oh Narayan, I could not bind my son. His face became reddish then seeing the laborious activity of mother, this drishtva parishramam krishna kripaya sid sabandhane from Bhagavatam 10th canto of Dambandan Damodar Lila. Seeing mother pastimes, Krishna came in bind. So hearing this pastime, if someone thought, oh, if I'll be like Krishna's parents, then I can bind Krishna also like this, can serve like Mother Yashoda. And for Madhur Ras, once Rupa Manjari serves Mati Radhika and make her very happy and satisfied. So Radhika told to Rupa Manjari, oh Rupa Manjari, I want sets cloth of mine to you. Rupa Manjari told, I don't want. Radhika became surprised. Oh Rupa Manjari, why became so puffed up? All are hanker for my remnant cloth and you don't want? Well, no. Well, why became so puffed up? Rupa Manjari told, I am not puffed up. I want, if you want to give say benediction, I want only one benediction. What? That when Krishna will come to meet with you in a grove, I will be like a gatekeeper. Krishna has to take permission from me. If I allow, then Krishna can enter and come to you, otherwise not. Then Radhika became smiling and told, so be it. So hearing this pastime in someone, oh, if I will be under guidance of Rupa Manjari, then I can serve Radhika and divine couple like this. So hearing all this, we were entered to do bhajan. They are called spontaneous devotion. But in spontaneous devotion also, although not conjunction by injunction by Shastra, but still they have to follow some Shastras. Without Shastras, they could not do by their own desire, by control, by uncontrolled mind. So it mentioned in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, slok number 23 and 24. 23, yasastra vidhim utsrijya vartate kamacharatah nasa siddhim avapnoti nasukhangna paramgatim. He who discards the injunctions of Shastras and acts according to his whimsical desires attain neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. Then I have to type Bhavanuvad of Srila Gurudev, not the last sentence which is mentioned here. Those who are atheists go to hell. Up to here, don't type. This is the essence of this chapter. Don't do. After that, slok number 24. Tasmat shastrang pramanangte karja karja vyavasthito gyatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartum iharasi. Shastra therefore is the only authority concerning what is correct and what is incorrect behavior. Regarding your dharma, you should perform all your action in realization of the essence of Shastra. After that, I have to type the Prakashika Vritti of chapter 16, slok number 24. But don't type the last sentence. This is the meaning of this chapter. Don't type this last sentence. So always you have to follow Shastra. For Vidhi Bhakti, different Shastra. For Rag Bhakti, different Shastra. Different advice for different Bhakti. Even it's mentioned in Bhakti Sandarbha, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatrang Vidhing Vina Oikantiki Harer Bhakti Utpate Iva Kalpate. Shruti means Veda, Smriti means Manusmriti, Hadith Smriti, etc. Puran means 18 Purans, special headed by Srimad Bhagavatam, and Pancharatra means Narad Pancharatra. In all the scripture, what kind of injunction is described there, or what they advise us for our welfare? If somebody give up all this thing, the order of Shastra, and want to do one-pointed Hari Bhakti, it never be Hari Bhakti, it will make chaos, because if you not controlled by Shastra, if you controlled by our uncontrolled mind, then it make chaos and everything will be ruined. So in sadhak, during his meditation of his own siddha deha, his constitutional form, and became so much absorbed, and for this absorption, if what rule and regulation has described in Shastra, if something you forget or unknowingly disrespected, then there is no fault at all. Why? Bhagavan is situated in his body, inside his heart, he will complete all this thing. How? He will do himself? No. He engage so many things. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad has explained in his Brihad Bhagavatamritam, quoted from Padma Puran, Bhagavan told himself, Mat karma kurvatang pungsang kriyalopo bhaved jadi tesang karmani kurvanti tisrakota maharsaya. The devotees who is always serving me and absorbed in my service, if unknowingly, if he forget something, could not complete it, what the karma left over by them, they have not to lament for them. I have arranged 30 million maharshis to make it complete. Hare Krishna, we'll discuss again tomorrow.